Welcome to the Align Business Woman podcast, where your inner goddess activates your strategic CEO. This is the podcast for coaches, consultants, and service providers looking for a simple way to grow their business. Each week, I share simple, actionable steps you can use to build a profitable business that is aligned to your energy without having to cold DM strangers or follow outdated selling strategies. I'm here to help you tap into your natural talents and step into your power to show up confidently on social media and grow your business. On today's episode of the Aligned Business Woman podcast, I have a special guest and my business bestie, Carolyn Torres. She's a lifestyle engineer helping moms in business with exhaustion and overwhelm by guiding them to upgrade their mindset and daily habits and routines so they can maximize their energy and create harmony in their lives. Thanks to her work, moms experience more income, more time to do things that they love, improved quality of life, among other things. She was born and raised in Puerto Rico and now lives in South Florida with her partner and her two energetic boys. Welcome, Carolyn, to the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. I'm so happy to finally have you here. And we're going to be talking about something that I geek out about because I love organization and structure. And so welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited. And yes, organization and structure, I love it too. Although I have to say with flexibility, because when you have, at least in my case, when you have children, you need to leave room for flexibility. And then as well, like, we are business owners, so there's things that come unexpected. So we just have to be prepared for that.
Yes, I'm so excited about that, because what we're going to be talking about is just that: kids, structure, flexibility, and all the good things. So with school being back in session, we're going to have a little bit of a different routine at home. And so let's talk about what moms should or could do to really get back into the groove of things now that the kids are back at school, maybe no longer at summer camp, or maybe no longer watching the TV. Like, how can we transition from more of that flexibility to have a little bit more structure so that we're getting the results that we want from mind, body, soul, business, and all that good stuff? Where would we start with that?
So I always love to start with the schedule, because I mean, I don't know about you, but if it's not in my schedule, usually it doesn't get done. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, for sure.
So I usually do that. So it's really important for us to have a schedule and to, as much as possible, we can to follow it, right? But in order to know what to put on the schedule, we get to be clear on what's the intention for the day or the things that we're doing. So for example, so you said we want to make sure that we're taking care of, like, body, mind, and soul, and we find or achieve that balance, right? Or that balance within. We want to understand what's the purpose of what we're doing, right? Like, we want to make sure that we have a clear intention with the routine that we're putting together. Let's say that we want to achieve that balance, or let's say that we want to feel energized, or let's say that we want to make sure that we're having a restful sleep. Whatever it is, we get to be clear on the intention of what is it what we're doing and why we're doing it. Because that's going to give us a clear sign of, okay, these are the different steps that are going to take us there. Versus what we do is kind of we go with the flow, and there's nothing wrong with that. But going with the flow with intention is very different than going with the flow as to life is happening and I'm just kind of reacting to whatever is happening, right? Because when that happens, usually we're on autopilot, and it's like, it's really like we feel that we're not advancing, we're not getting anywhere. We're just kind of like stopping fires or putting off fires and stuff like that, and not getting anywhere, and kind of like stuck within the same place. So we want to make sure that whatever we do it with intention. So let's say, and let's start talking. So for example, I always say, The first two things that we get to do as moms, especially, is to have a morning routine and an evening routine. Why those two is the morning routine will set you up for success in your day. It will detect the mood on how you like manage your day. And then your evening routine is going to help you release all the stress within your day. And when you're kind of being proactive with those two, like in the morning and an evening, usually what happens in the middle, it's more manageable. So once you've like started with those two, those intentions. So let's say when morning routine usually is like all about self-care, we get to attend ourselves. We get to make sure that we're taking care of like our needs and everything, rather than just letting like a kid wake you up and say, "Hey, mommy, like I am hungry," or mommy, I need this. Can you get this for me?" Or something like that. Or how I used to it sometimes is like like waking up, just listening to them bite and all that stuff. It's a very different approach when you wake up just by your own on yourself and is like, okay, and you have to breathe versus like waking up reacting to something that's happening, right? I don't know if you resonate or what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah. One thing that came to mind was like, but yes, I love having routines, obviously. But at the same time, I'm just thinking about what you're saying. Sometimes like there is a point where we have to react and like, oh, we're prepared. And then something is thrown in our field of vision. And so how do you allow flexibility in that case of like a child is sick or someone needs your help? Like, what do you suggest on doing that?
So when it comes to flexibility and situations like that, like when you have kids, it's very unpredictable. Like I had not too long ago, my son, we were all good. We woke up and then he's like, "Mommy, I got food on the floor." That was this way saying he threw up, like he was vomiting. And I was like, "What?" And then when I go, I see that. So then I was like, okay, I cannot take you to camp. So I'm staying with you. So how can you do that? And I actually wrote a post about that, is like, I'm thankful that I have put together this schedule with flexibility, because when things like this happened in the past, I would be all overwhelmed and like going crazy. What am I going to do? Because it's like all these things get to be done. So first and foremost, I would say there needs to be compassion with yourself, right? We have to let go of control, because we cannot really control anything, like, or everything. Let's just put it that way. We can only control how we react to the situation. So taking a deep breath, having compassion for yourself, your kid is sick, or your kid needs you, or somebody else might need you, right? And when you have a schedule, you get to decide, okay, can I do this right now? Can I ask that person to wait, or maybe just suggest what that person can do? So for example, let's say that you need me to, I don't know, make a phone call, but it's like, okay, instead of maybe me needing to make the phone call, I can say, can you ask your sister to make the phone call? So I'm still assisting you and helping you, but I am not doing the thing myself. Mm-hmm. So that way I can redirect and delegate, and I'm giving you support, but I am not derailing from my schedule, for example. But if it's when your child is sick and your child needs you and maybe you need to take him to the doctor, so that means that your schedule is really off limits at the moment because this needs priority. So one of the things that I really like to do is have your powerful three or your one thing. There's different approaches to this. You get to see what works for you. I was talking to a friend the other day and she was like, the one thing on the day that makes a huge difference for me. So she has one thing that she points out the night before, and that's her focus for the day. Once that one thing gets done, everything else pretty much could fall apart and she will feel good about it. So it's like you get to find out what are some of the tasks and things that you get to do, and then understand what are the minimum viable ones that you need to do. You can take care of your child this morning. And once your child may be snapping or he's resting or he is in a good position to just kind of be left alone or be just kind of resting, then you can go ahead and do that thing yourself or those two, three action items. So when I decide on this, these are tasks usually that don't take too long. So I'm not really like trying to find a window of time for 2 to 3 hours, maybe something that I could get done within 30 minutes or an hour. And when it's situations like this, you could get to see like if you can have support and things, right? So it's usually, I think we talked about it not too long ago, you have a plan A and a plan B list, right, of activities. I myself have like, this is what I have to schedule. And this is kind of like the must do activities that I get to do every day to move along when it comes to my business. And when it comes to let's say self-care or caring for you, I always suggest like there's four foundational pillars when it comes to self-care. And for me, I like what I found is this four things, if you take care of them, you can really find that balance within, and that will help you be more proactive or respond better to whatever circumstances are happening in your life. So you get to tackle yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And when it comes, and that's what I, when I said is like, this is the first thing that I like to do in the morning. Like that's my kind of my self-care time. It doesn't have to be hours. You could just do it within, I would say within 10 to 15 minutes. So for example, during the morning time, I wake up. So my kids are a little bit older now, so they don't necessarily, like now they don't come to me first thing when they wake up. They can go downstairs or do something different. So, but what I get to do is like, I wake up I usually wake up by myself, but I still have an alarm, and I have with right now, my song is Unstoppable from, I think you say her name, Sia, or yes. Mm-hmm. That's my, and that song, it kind of pumps me up. It has affirmations, some sort of affirmations you could say, because she says like, I'm unstoppable. I'm doing this. It's like, I have the world in my hands kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That pumps me up. You could have, there's different song. I used to have the song from this movie, I have it in my head, but I have the image. The one from not Hugh Grant. Anyways, the song is like, This Is Me. I can't remember the movie right now. Anyhow, sorry for that. But, and like that song, it really is like, it's like, this is me, this is who I am, and this is how I'm going to show up. Like all kind of those kind of songs mm-hmm. and stuff really kind of pump me up. You can listen to a podcast or listen to affirmations or something. And that really like, it's going to mentally get you there. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like spiritually and emotionally, I like gratitude. Gratitude's like, boost my mood. It gets me or helps me to get from a place of gratitude and centered, and then just kind of appreciative of what I have. And then the prayer, it helps me to connect with God. You can do it for your higher power. You can do scripture, whatever. Like those things, it probably within 5 minutes, 7 minutes, you're pretty much done. And then physically, it would be nice to be able to exercise, but if you can't, then just like a 5 minute stretch. I use an app that it's totally free, and you have it's called Fit On, and you have different options of stretches there. You can do YouTube or you can do yoga poses, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But the thing is like finding little things that will help you there, get there. It will make a huge difference. It doesn't have to be anything big or extraordinary. I mean, if you can, go for it, but that's not what's needed. The important thing is like using, even if you have 10 minutes, it's to be very intentional how you use those 10 minutes. And I think we can spare 10 minutes here and there.
For sure.
For the most part. So like that was a long answer, but I think if it doesn't go out of plan, having that one thing that it's pretty important or that one thing to focus on, it's going to make a huge difference because you know what you can focus on, and maybe within 30 minutes or an hour that you might get some support from your partner or when your kid is resting or napping or you get a break, you can get to do that. And then just setting up 10 minutes for you will help you just be in a better mood and in a better state to really like work on anything that's happening in your life.
Yeah. I, speaking of like, just like exercise and fitting things in, I have a vibration plate. I don't know if you've ever seen those, but I have a vibration plate. It's set on 10 minutes. I can get on there in the mornings. It literally shakes out like everything. Like it shakes up my energy. If I squat on it, it will engage my thighs, or if I can even just like plank on it, it will engage my core. So I get that workout. I get the movement. And then I can also, I usually listen to something empowering. So I'm like literally like moving energy out and like moving good energy in. And so that's my workout, and that's spiritual. And like you said, it could just take 10 minutes and then you're over with. Sometimes I'll go back on it in the afternoon just because I'm like, I need to get in here. I need to, you know, shake things off. And so I love that. And so you're a generator. I'm a generator. And our signature theme is satisfaction. Mm-hmm. What I've noticed is that our subconscious mind will start to believe the habits that we have. So for instance, if we start something and we don't complete it, we're telling ourselves that we, in a way, we're telling our subconscious mind that our word is not law. And so what happens, we don't have that satisfaction in other areas because we have this open loop. We have this like, we didn't complete this. And so in a way, we kind of like, we subconsciously are harder on ourselves. And so the next time we start a project, in the back of our mind, we're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not going to finish it. And then so it starts to eat at our confidence, and then we're not living in our signature theme. What would you say is something that you recommend for us to be able to make sure that we are closing those loops, or we're completing those projects in addition to having these routines?
So that goes back. Yes, I absolutely, I agree with that. Like, our brains love to have finished, like unfinished business is a big no-no for them. Like, it doesn't make them happy. It actually causes stress. It can disrupt your sleep. So going back to the schedule on the one thing or the three things, whatever you decide to do, I always say when it comes to work or just in general, like, pick three things within the time that you have allotted that you can confidently say that you can finish. And only focus on those three things. And when you're done with those three things, then you can think of maybe doing this and doing that. So I feel like it's pretty much like you get to be focused, and there's different ways to be focused. And there's just different ways, like as women, for example, you know, that our energy fluctuates throughout the month because of our cycle and stuff. Right. So does our focus. Like, when you are in your menstrual cycle or bleeding, for example, your focus is different or your concentration is different than if you're ovulating and stuff like that. So knowing those things makes a difference, but I feel it's just getting into the habit of not overcommitting, right? So if you think three things might be too much right now, as my friend does, she does one thing. That's her whole thing. And you get to tell yourself, this is what I'm committing to do today. And I know our brains are like, oh, but one thing is just not too much. There's so much to do. And one thing, it's just not going to get me anywhere. But believe me, when you start, you train yourself and your mind saying, this is my only focus for today. There's more stuff that's going to get done for sure. But this is my only focus. This is what I'm going to do today. You're going to start to feel relief. And then once you nail that one thing, then maybe you can start adding two, or you can get to the point where you add three, but no more than three, I would say. But it's just getting into the habit to doing that one thing. And once you're done with it, is then when you move to start doing other things. I used to be so proud because I said I was just a multitasker and that was my superpower and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I had like 20 things started, nothing done. And then I started with all that stress. And then it was like, I started taking a toll on my confidence because I wasn't being in integrity. And then I was not a finisher. I was like a powerful starter, but not a finisher. And then all those things in my mind, and probably like it goes in line with what you said. And then it just kind of starting to cause overwhelm. But when I narrow it down to that one thing and then the three things, that's when I've been able to say, it's like, oh, I finished. It's like, yay. And I can celebrate. And then I start adding more stuff. And that actually helps you to be more productive because you know that you can do that one thing. And then, or you know that you can do those three things. And then it's like, okay. Then you're all pumped up. It's like, I got it done. And then doing that first thing in the, like, first thing when you sit down to work or whatever, I mean, depending on what your one thing is, if it's personal or business wise, but doing it first thing, you have a moment, not leaving it to the end of the day, because again, like, we have natural rhythms. So as part of like our circadian rhythm, like, we are the majority of us, I want to say, because I know a lot of people say I'm focused or I'm like a night owl versus other people are morning people. But either way, the normal circadian rhythm, it tells you like around 9 to 11 is when people are most alert and more energy. So just kind of like identify when you have your peak windows for yourself is like, that's when you do your one thing or your whatever. And then that, then after that, then you can do the rest of the stuff. But I think it's important to understand where you're at. And then which ones to focus and then do them first thing, or I think other people call it like eat the frog.
Yeah.
And then move on to the rest. And that way you can minimize the chances of getting started and not finishing and then having to start another project and then having kind of like a confidence issue there because of you not being in integrity.
I'm glad that you brought up the part about celebrating, because I have found that that is something I struggle with, is celebrating. I go from one thing, I complete it, to the next, and then I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot to celebrate it. So you really don't feel the full effects of your efforts. And so what are some ways that you recommend to celebrate when you've completed a project or completed a program or, you know, whatever?
So one of the things that I like to usually do with my clients or tell them to do is, before you start anything, a project or whatever, is choose a reward. You get to choose a reward, and it could be different things. But it gets to be something that is really going to motivate you to get it done, something that you look forward to. So for some people, it has been getting a dress, or for some other people are getting a planner or a journal or a book. So I like to do dance parties. So you get to choose whatever works for you. But the important thing is to find something that is really going to motivate you, that is going to something that you're going to look forward to when it comes to like getting it done. Does that make sense?
For sure. Well, thank you so much for all this information. It is wonderful. And before we tell everyone where to hang out with you and what kind of freebie you have going on, tell me, what book are you reading right now?
So right now I'm reading a couple books, but Chillpreneur from Dennis Duffel Thomas. Mm-hmm. And then I am rereading The Energetics of Marketing and Sales from Lenka Lutonska, I think it's her name.
Oh, yeah. I love that book. Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. Tell us where we can come hang out with you and what we can get from you today.
So I have a Facebook group called the Thriving Busy Mom Lifestyle. You can get me there, and I'm sure I'll send you the link so it's on the notes. I'm on Instagram. My handle is at Carolyn Torres, so I try to keep it simple. And what I have for you today, it's a freebie that I am absolutely in love with, and I feel it's like my golden child kind of thing. So I'm a lifestyle engineer. Right. So I am all about really helping you like upgrade your mindset and those daily practices. But it all gets to start with a vision and then like an action plan. Right. So I have a freebie that actually puts in there. It's for you to get clear on what it is that you want to do. What is it, your ideal lifestyle? And then it's just helping you get steps to get you there. And then it just finishes with a format or a framework to do an action plan. So I love it. It's a free training, and it's just full packed of action stuff that you can just really implement. And it's going to really help you get to the lifestyle that you want to do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll be sure to include it on the show notes. All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some goodies with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.